The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them.
Welcome back, bitches, to another podcast.
Welcome.
And really, we're not feeling it today.
Hi, no, we're not. We're lazy. It's been 2 weeks. I don't even remember how to speak. I accidentally got 4 dogs today. 5, actually. But
the
all
next
of them.
Podcast is going to be, I got 6 more dogs.
No, the but name of this is going to be Adopt Don't Shop, since I'm just such a horrible person for buying 8-month-old dogs that sit in their crates for the last 7 and they shit all over themselves. But like, no, we can't save them though.
Don't shop. Shopping is like what I do.
I adopt them regardless.
Right. So you're.
I'm not shopping. I'm not picking the cutest one. I'm picking the one that's sad.
No, baby. They mean like shop wise. Like me, I shopped for my dogs, Finley and Winston.
I did.
They came from breeders. No, I know. I'm explaining it to you. Adopt. You did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts. I think I'm so like,
I'm out of it.
This is my first day without little G-Man.
Yeah.
And I'm like walking around with Jacob. I'm like, high five. Oh, you missed. You know?
It's driving me, I'm a little hallucinating, I think. Like talking to a kid. You're like walking around like,
more?
Bop, 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 bop to the top.
More? Yeah. All done. Juice? It don't stop. Okay.
Honey, where's the juice?
Yeah, it just doesn't stop. But I'm excited. For absolutely nothing, because nothing's happening. But just to
let everyone know, today,
by the time you see this, it's really going to be close to baby. So, but we're still, I'm 32 weeks right now. In 2 days. I'm miserable. And I'm obviously more than halfway, but I'm fucking miserable. And I still got, you know what my OB told me, Whitney?
You've still got 2 months.
You know what my OB told me?
What'd they tell you?
Going to be gaining about 15 more pounds.
Mm-hmm. You're tiny.
In here.
It starts to get really big really fast.
How fucked up that is? 15 more pounds?
I'm going to be massive when I have my baby.
No, you're not.
My coochie.
I feel like you're just going to be just like...
Do you guys like our area?
It's okay, wait, you don't have to put this in. Someone asked a question, said, how do you overcome the regret of having an abortion? I haven't. Okay.
I actually haven't been there yet.
All right, so I put on my story because we really have like no update because really.
We can get an update of our days today.
Okay, what'd you do today? You got 5.
I went right into it.
Sure, yeah.
I woke up this morning. Okay. Well, 2 weeks ago, we went to that place. And we just walked in there because we're bored. We're on the way to the gym. I need my stomach to settle down. It's like on Largo. They have a bunch of them, but this specific one, yes, they get their dogs from puppy mills, like some of them. But I mean, if you research the breeders, they're not actual puppy mills. But I went and like actually looked for the breeders. But I wasn't going to shop. I was going to just play with the puppies. And then I saw like they had been returned from their owners. Like they were taken. Put in the shelter calls them and says, hey, your dog's here. So they go and buy them back and put them in their place. So we went and got the ones that were rehomed, put in the shelter, and then I rehomed them.
That's sad, though.
So we got 3. My mom has one. He's, like, really, really skinny, malnourished. I have one, which is a corgi. He ended up actually being really young, but whatever. And the third one, we rehomed to a girl that drove down here from Jacksonville. She's a disabled child. He's literally the cutest thing ever. And she really, really wanted a hypoallergenic for her baby. And she's going through a lot of shit. So it helped her a lot. And I'm blessing these people. I don't think you understand. I'm still going in there. I'm buying these dogs.
Are these
and
people
I'm homing
saying
them.
Not?
They're just saying that I'm just a piece of shit that I need to go to the shelter. All these
Isn't
dogs
the
need home
thing?
Regardless.
It's practically the same thing, y'all. These are not
these
puppies
shelters
from, like,
would not give me dogs if they know I had 10 dogs, and I'm not going to go and be like, "Oh, I'm going to rehome these."
Well, I feel like it's the same thing because these aren't like you see a Facebook post of a breeder that breeds these certain amount of dogs. All these dogs have been through somewhat trouble, and they're there and they need a new home.
And they're there and they're sitting on crates that don't have a bottom. They're shitting and they're pissing. They never touch grass. I'm still going to get them. I could go to a shelter tomorrow and be like, "Hey, let me get this dog and then bring it home." And it's reactive and it kills all the rest of my dogs. So I have to be careful with that. So I have to research the dog, either foster it, which takes a little bit. I also have to apply for these dogs. But I'm not going into shelters yet. I just started this last week. So today, there's two girls that reached out to me that said that they lost their puppies, so, or their dogs. So I went in there and we looked at the dogs. There had been four that were there for 8 months. So I got those ones. And there was like four more. But that was the first time I ever been to the other place. So we went to two different places.
I couldn't go. I'd be so, I would, yeah. Jacob would come, but I would come home with another dog. Like I really, really would.
Yeah, that's like her. She's coming with three every time she's come.
I just, you can't help. Like I cannot look at the dog.
But I get the ones that are there the longest, so it's not as bad. And then I rehome them to people that like,
no, you're doing,
I know the people.
You're
so
doing a great thing.
I'm getting yelled at. I'm like, okay, I got 10. I can't have like eight more and then they all kill each other.
Okay, so what y'all don't understand is that literally in her house, there's like a PetSmart. Like, I'm not even fucking joking. Mm-hmm. You walk into, I don't want to call it the garage because that kind of sounds like, but it is her garage, but it's all the been redone. It's
air conditioned.
Everything. There's a fucking dryer for a dog. There's a whole wash system. There's levels with stairs for these dogs to go up and sleep. They all have a crate. They, boxes of food, like, like.
They were labeled, actually. I got a label, printer and I put them all labeled on there.
So, really, if she wanted to fucking get five more dogs,
yeah,
the yard she has could fit Orlando's amusement park in there. I'm seriously, Disney actually called to see if they could build a park in her backyard. She said no because it's her dog's park. Yeah. So, really, y'all can fuck off.
Yeah, really. But realistically, if you guys are saying that, you can go adopt if you want to. I'm only one person. There's about 100,000 of you.
But I'm
so if each one of you goes and buys a dog right now, adopts a dog from a shelter, we'll all make it. I just bought four. You guys got one. And then, look at that.
I'm confused why you're, like, do they say you're not doing a good thing?
I don't know.
Like, I'm actually so serious.
Me too, yeah. They said I'm disgusting. Huh. But regardless, what I don't understand is no matter what, the breeders are still going to make the dogs. Like, the dogs are still birthed. They're still there. They're still sitting in the crate. They're still not fed.
You went to a store that has these dogs that need help. It's not like PetSmart, y'all. Yeah. At least I don't think it is. It's, like, really sad.
It is sad. They have shit, piss all over them. And I'm giving them to people. I'm blessing people that can't afford the initial dog payment. So I'll do it for you, and I'll give you the dog.
They're expensive, so.
And I said, if you can't handle the dog, you give it back to me, and I'll rehome it. It's not that big of a deal, really.
Whitney loves dogs. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm only one person, guys. I can't go and adopt every single person dog from the shelter. I can't. That guy does, though.
Should
that
I go with y'all next time?
If you want to.
So anyways, my day, didn't really do much. Went and got a massage.
How was that? Honestly, did they put your stomach through a hole?
No, so I lay on my side, and they have a pillow thing, like a brace thing that holds up my stomach over here. I got one on my back, and then I got a little arm hook.
Wait, you get like a massage laying on your side?
Yeah, the flip back and forth. It's actually wonderful. Because I can't lay on my stomach. This is
They could definitely make a table.
Some places do have, like, my chiropractor has the hole.
In it?
Like, not in it, but has
You need two Tata holes, too.
It comes with. No.
So tit holes and that?
When we went to Marco, I went and got a prenatal massage too. And I laid on my stomach, but it was the boob holders and the belly holder. But it hurts for me to lay on my stomach. And it hurts to lay on the side because when I lay on the side,
everything stretches.
Yeah, he's right here. He's hurting me and I've got a minute to go. And it's really just pissed me the fuck off. Like.
Yeah, you've got a minute.
I've got a minute.
I had a dream last night that I was pregnant.
That's how it started for me. And then I ended up having more dreams. And more dreams.
Well, I'll let you know if I have any more after today.
Okay. Well, keep me updated on that. So, we asked Erin's scrim story. Because other than that, I mean, my day, I just got a massage. Went to TJ Maxx. Had to get an outfit. Because I can leave for Michigan tomorrow.
What outfit for what?
It's my grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary.
You got a maternity dress?
No, because it's going to be 40 degrees there. So I got.
What?
Bitch.
It's 40 degrees there?
Mm-hmm.
Your baby's going to freeze.
I don't get fucking like freeze.
You're gonna look like a popsicle.
I know. All my tan's gonna melt off.
I know.
That's fucked. Anyways, I got like a pantsuit, short sleeve, but like pants, so I can wear a sweater or something with it. I love TJ. I got my hospital bag today too.
I know. I saw it. So cute.
That's the update for today. Okay, so I asked the Instagram to give me deep ass questions. Okay, so the first one was, what was the moment you guys realized you're going to be best friends? I'll say when I very first started hanging out with her. She was living at her brother's, which you've heard us talk a lot.
Don't tell me you're about to say the ball pit.
That night, we made so many fucking funny-ass videos, and we thought we were the funniest people alive. Mm-hmm. Like, dead-ass, laughed the same,
yep.
Thought of the same shit, uh-huh. Did the same shit.
It's Clout Chaser 69.
Clout Chasers. We thought we spelled chasers, too.
Yep.
That's embarrassing.
We did, until somebody called us out 2 weeks later. Well, I was like, we were roasting each other online, but we weren't, like...
Crossing.
Actually...
Like...
Doing... Roasting each other. Like, it was like neither of us were getting mad. We were just like, just go with it. Like, you're just like, fuck it.
Like, we would text you, like, let's start something.
Yeah. I remember that time that you and Liv got in a fight and you came over and you're like, this fucking you bitch.
And I'm
like,
you know what? Video.
I'm about to make the, yeah. You're like, you know what? Today I just feel like fucking, I don't know, breaking into somebody else's house and going online. That shit was so funny. I was like,
that was so bad. Look, do you see where he's?
This bitch.
Feel him. Put your finger right there.
Is it moving? Right here? Oh, shit. Does that hurt?
Yes.
What does it feel like? I feel like it'd make me nauseous.
No. It just... What it feels like someone's, like, inside of you, like...
I can see him
not punching,
right,
but literally, like, stretching you the fuck out.
I can see him right here.
Yeah. He's all the way in my back over here because I'm laying down the side.
So he's facing, like, this way?
I don't know which way he's facing. Flick him in his nose. Maybe he'll move. God.
Yeah.
Heard the song?
The swimming.
This song? Yeah, because he swam over here.
Swam.
Well, he's not swimming.
You look so cute. Your little tummy is just getting so, like, roundy.
So back to our deep questions, literally. Length or girth?
I'm going to have to go with both.
It can't be a fucking...
String,
spaghetti,
cheese.
Of, like, a fucking... I mean, seriously, like... It can't be like a thicker, like there's, that's not fitting, and it's not enjoyable.
Like a
but
water
if it's
bottle.
Super long and skinny, that hoe's reaching to my ribs, and it's still just as uncomfortable of a feeling. Well, I know the feeling. So, but I have.
What about like a straight spaghetti noodle?
Like the skinny.
Like it goes in there and it just wiggles around. It finds room in there to curl up.
Like you can.
Like, it's noodle.
It's like where's
this,
the rest of it?
What if it's, like, what if it was, like, this and, like this long, like, at least?
You know who I think just per Twitter has one of those? Fucking f***. Thing's a nude.
That's it curls up in there.
Like, that like thing's
long
and skinny.
No.
Can you show your milkers one time? You wouldn't want to see him.
I get to see him. So, if you could get in my brain.
I was
brain.
Looking at our special videos last night. And to see how small and beautiful my nipples were, it pisses me the fuck off. Have any of us had an STD before?
I have. My
like
boyfriend cheated on me.
Simple one. I mean, like,
yeah.
The fucking, what, gonorrhea or something like that?
No, I don't even know what gonorrhea is. Chlamydia.
Oh, yeah.
My ex-boyfriend cheated on me with a girl.
That's
came
just,
to me.
That's disgusting.
I got checked after. You could see how that worked out for
well,
me.
Well, I thought I did, but Whitney told me if I had chlamydia, it would have never gone away. Right? If it wasn't treated. So I must have had like a really fucking bad like yeast infection.
Or what's BV, right?
It's same thing. It's just.
Like, came out like that.
Yeah.
We could probably blame it on people, but we're not going to point any fingers or anything. But.
When you fuck another girl, then fuck that girl, not tell them.
And then fuck multiple other girls, not just one.
But not even just fuck them, like come in them.
Yeah.
Like it's bound to happen, and when we're clueless. And,
like when they're like, when you're stroking it, doesn't their liquids get in their pee hole?
Yes, that's how you get. That's how you get so bacteria. Then bacteria builds up, and that's how they get
exactly. So let's just.
And then they give it to us because we have a gaping fucking hole.
Honestly, I'm just gonna look back and thinking of the girls that they were fucking at that time, and I'm like, holy shit, that's a widen.
It's.
That probably was a hot dog down a hallway, and he still got the clap and gave it to me. I'm pretty sure he's still with her.
What is so crazy, especially they do it for OnlyFans, and I'm like, wow, so if you fuck them for money, how many fucking people have they fucked for money? That's how the fuck I got my yeasties.
They weren't even getting any money, though.
I haven't had one since. Yeah. Dead ass. I have not had a UTI. Nope. I have not. Well, okay, I take that back. Because of my pregnancy, because of the sugary drink.
You got a hickey?
No. Did he leave one on me? Yeah. Like, dead ass? Uh-huh. Oh, it's little.
It's looking like scratch marks. I'm like, you get caught up in there?
We did. About 2 hours ago. That shit hurt. I can't do it. I can't do it no more. I can't. I try to do it.
Yeah. You're like, I'll give it one more shot.
I try. It's been like 2.5 weeks. We just had a conversation about this morning. No urge. I like, there is an urge, but then I'm like, he's not feeling
it. Can you lift it up and just peek or no?
Okay. So, we're going to do a little demonstration. So, you know, you're doing it. Either they're doing the licky, licky, ticky down there, you know, something before they sticky in it, you know? You like to look down at them, right? So imagine, you're laying here. Okay. I can't even see my toes.
I want to see.
Come to my angle. So
you can't, like, you can't.
No, I can't. So, or even when they're in it. So they have their legs up, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Stop. Listen. So they have your legs up, and you try to, like, look, because you try, you want to look, too, you know? You're like, you fucking like that shit. I'm like, are you in? I can't see shit, and it's so uncomfortable. I want to hide myself. I literally take a blanket and hide my stomach because it's embarrassing, because I can't imagine when he looks up, he can't fucking see me besides here up, so it's embarrassing.
You're like this.
Yes. So, like, I'm, like, moaning, and he's like, why are your eyes watering? And I'm like, I don't know, because it fucking hurts or something, okay? So, it's not, cute sex while you're pregnant. You can only do one fucking position. I talk about this all the time. Now, I can barely even get into that position. Yeah, I can do it.
But dude, there's a baby in there, bro.
It hurts, bro.
There's a baby in there.
And the fucking gravity pulls all the... Oh, actually, this feels great. This actually feels wonderful in my back. I won't lie. But no. It's simple to get in the position. When you're getting fucking ham-boned in the back, I'm not kidding.
Last your tailbone probably hurts, too.
Tailbone? Because I ain't got much back there. No, it's not about slow, because the motherfucker has to reach from behind and curve up in here, you know? And it hurts.
Your belly button moves. It just moved.
Yeah, when I sit up, it moves, right?
Yeah. It's like a boy's wiener when they move it.
I forgot the question.
We're talking about
STDs.
Yeah.
And then we just got talking about, it's embarrassing because I can't see.
I just stare at her stomach. I'm just like this.
And it's just more humbling when I'm like, babe, can you get off the game so you can come shave my vagina? Please. I'm like this. Full on like this. And he's in there like swimwear. He's gotta get fucking
goggles. Windshield wipers.
Something. But yeah, it's intense. And because you shave the, like, even my legs, I cannot. Every day. I can't, it hurts. Like, I can't fucking get down there. And I can't lift my leg up on the shower like I normally could. When do you think... Oh, that was another question. When are you going to have a baby to be not friends with mine? 2 years. You'll be 20.
Your next one, I'll probably have one with you.
We got to plan it, though. We got to fucking plan it.
Yeah, but I got to get off. You got to give me, like, 4 months at least ahead.
That's fine. Sometimes it takes up to, like...
Yeah.
But I'm scared that one time he knows I'm getting pregnant. Like, you understand?
Does you he- get pregnant faster after you first?
In the first 4 months, yeah. Yeah, you do. Because you don't even have a period yet. Mm. So you don't know. Mm. You got, I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking having sex. Because condom or no sex, it makes makes sense. No sex. You can't do a condom because then I'm like, okay, what was the fucking point of that?
We'll pull out.
I'll poke holes in it anyways.
Can you pull out?
No. Yes. Yep. But imagine this.
You already have one.
Yeah, that's not the thing. Let's not do that. No, imagine this. So you're pregnant, okay? They can nut you all fucking 9 months because you can't, unless you have two uteruses, you can't really get pregnant again while you're pregnant. So imagine,
I don't know you can do
but
that.
Imagine you get used to Tyler nutting you, you're nine, you know, 9 months. You tell me if he could just pull out the first time. Okay, so even though you're not having a baby, you still have a, I'm sure, an opinion on this. Do you believe in circumcising?
Yes.
Yes, 100%. I was watching something.
Okay.
There's these fucking people that, this is what I cannot stand about our generation, and I hope to God this gets posted and y'all can shit on me. What I don't understand about this generation is that men or boys, or whatever you want to say, have been getting circumcised since the day that there's even been babies made. Why are statistics coming out now that it's like, oh, it's so bad, why don't you just let...
What's bad about it?
It can cause...
More bacteria?
Yeah,
couldn't be worse than all the guys fucking these girls.
It's unnatural, all this type of stuff.
So the flap of skin is...
But the flap of skin can also...
cause infection.
Yes. But why are people like getting so anal about everything now?
Dude,
what we do in our generation?
Everything.
You shouldn't do this with your baby. You shouldn't.
You're
do this.
Doing this, but it's a. But it's.
We grew up in the gray coat, blue, the teal, and pink fucking car seat carriers that barely had no straps attached to them.
It was like the play.
And there wasn't
play toy ones.
Fucking. There wasn't what? Not booster.
It was literally just a booster with a strap. Remember that?
No, the car seat and the strap. There was holders.
Nothing.
Base. Yeah. Bases. Nothing. We ate fucking dirt. I used to make salads with dirt.
You'd be like, yeah.
Like deadass when I was a kid.
Well, I've been with people that have had our friend. One of our friends is actually uncircumcised. It
first
seems
time
to
I
be
saw,
a problem, really.
First
it
time
does,
I saw that.
Because, bro, I be peeking. I'm like, is that new? Is that a new warped? What is going on? I've never seen something like this. It's
I'm
a cactus
not,
with no head.
This newborn baby's not gonna remember 10 years down the road if his
okay. Let's
his
let's
penis
let's
got chopped
listen.
Or not.
Listen, we're gonna talk about that. Why are we cutting dogs' tails off then?
Why are we neutering
to avoid
dogs
fights?
Then,
okay,
you know?
We're cutting penises off.
Vaginas.
There's less bacteria.
But I'm not gonna have my son get made fun
okay.
of.
No, but if you guys believe in what the fuck am I talking about?
Believe
if
what we, you want.
If we're natural here, it's okay. If we're unnatural, it's okay. Crop dogs' ears, don't cut their tails off. Don't. What do whatever the fuck you want
to
do.
Stop trying to tell people that you need to not do it. I'm
refusing
my
it.
Son when
I'm
he's
gonna do it.
18 years old. Hopefully,
hey,
hopefully
does it
18.
Help? Does it help when you're changing their diaper to not piss on you? Does it deflect piss? Does it move when it pees?
I don't know if it moves. I've never seen a baby uncircumcised.
Me neither.
It's like dead ass. So I don't know. I wouldn't assume. But it's like a shield that closes back up. And I'm just refused for when my son eventually down the road gets sexually active or whatever. I refuse to not have a daughter-in-law because I didn't chop his penis. I'm serious.
No, I'm pretty sure there's like... Churches do like I don't fucking know.
You know that's
anywho,
but I'm gonna do it.
It.
I'm gonna do it. There was
if
no
I
questions
one.
Asked. Like me and Jacob never talked about it, but like I think it's just one of those things that you know
hey,
you're having a
quick
boy.
Quick question, real quick. If this was invented on a girl's vaginal, and there was like a beef curtain, and you had an extra long beef curtain, and you and your mom had to choose, and it was hanging. I'm talking. This is the fucking vaginal, and the flap. Is flapping down here. I'm talking, wow, that's a flapperoonie. That thing will flap away to Flapsville. You're telling me right now, if there was an option for your mom to cut off the Flapsville,
you would do
you
it.
Would want it. Because you know how many people call people roast beef or flat beef or beef curtains or whatever the shit may be. We know a few beef curtains. I don't want to pull my pants down and be like, holy fucking moly, that's an RB sandwich. You know what I'm talking about?
I love
it's
Barbies.
Like, though. It's like this when you're like on a boat ride in your bathing suits. It's like, you know what I'm talking about? If there was an option for that, would you want it? There actually is a surgery nowadays you could pick to actually get your shit cut off.
Don't you get it like, it's like is flat. It, is it cut off or is it tucked in?
I think it's tucked. But like, holy shit, there's so much different things to do today. I mean, shit. Whatever. Do whatever you want.
Does Jacob have a 9-inch dick? I don't got a clue. What kind of fucking question is that?
They want to know.
All right, for shit. As someone who lost their dad as well, how did you cope with their loss? That's a good question.
Therapy. I think we have answered this a few times. Losing a parent, regardless, could be different. Same with losing friend, parent, grandparents, mm-hmm. friends, relationships, partners. It's really all the same. You learn to just remember that they're in a better place. Cope with, like, therapy, surround yourself with good people, friends. Just remember the good memories you have about them. Don't let anybody talk to you sideways about it, ever, or make you feel like shit, because there's a lot of people out there that'd be like, yeah, well, your dad's looking down on you, and didn't, okay, realistically, he's in a form of a butterfly flying around the backyard right now, so, and he loves that I have 18 dogs.
Seriously.
Yeah, but seriously. Just remember that he's there watching, and they love you, and therapy, talk about it.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney, I have a question for you.
Huh?
Would you ever try my breast milk?
Yes.
Actually?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some.
I try everything. You can give me a mushroom sucked in your coochie and I'd probably eat it.
Okay.
Not actually, probably, but...
No, okay, so when you start leaking shit out
maybe
of
not
here...
a placenta.
God.
Mm-mm. No.
I was watching this TV show, actually. You can sell your placenta for money. You
what?
Know how much money I can make if
yeah,
I sold
yeah, but to who? Who's going to eat that?
People that dehydrate them and put them in pills and, like, do it for, like, nutrients.
But what does that do for...
Nutrients. Because the placenta holds all the baby's nutrients. Everything you eat is pretty much stuck to that placenta that the baby sucks out. The umbilical cord is stuck to the placenta, right?
Uh-huh.
And all the nutrients that the baby needs to grow is in that placenta.
What does it do for a bigger human?
It's all the nutrients you ate.
Oh. So what
when you're pregnant.
So it just
but I'm not sure
good?
If mine would be
like
nutrient. Mine's like straight up like McDonald's french fries, I think.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
I fucked some up on my hair. Okay, but imagine. I sold my placenta.
Sell it. I'll sell my sperm. If I had any.
Well, what you could do. What was the question? Oh, you try my breast milk. Okay. Scratch that. Anyway, so when things start coming out of here. You instantly want your man to try it because you're like, okay. All right, wait, would you rather have a thought daughter or gay son?
Gay son.
Gay son. I can imagine a times two of us. Can't do it. I can't do it, Whit.
I like gay men, so.
Actually, we're not thoughts. I just like fucking that. Yeah, definitely gay though because everyone says we've been around because they truly don't know that like.
We know prostitutes.
What? I don't know a single prostitute.
No, I just mean like we actually physically know prostitutes compared to us.
I'm just saying. Everyone's like, oh, they've been around, but like y'all couldn't name.
I've been around the sun, the moon, the stars. So yeah, I don't know. I definitely a gay son.
Definitely, because they're fun. But the male, the female, Boy, whatever you want to fucking do, but please to God, do not come home with the cattail on. Then you're up.
Do they have those butt plugs with cattails that I've seen at parades? I have, and I want to pull them out, and I want to see if their shit runs out of them.
Wait, there's
anal beads that they shove into their asshole, and it has a cattail.
It? Yeah, and they wear it in public?
Yeah, with a skirt, and it comes out right out of the skirt. I sometimes want to pull it and see if it just shits everywhere.
Oh, my God.
All over it.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys douche before you put it in there? Like, genuinely wondering. I've actually never used anal beads, but I've used an anal thumb.
Yeah, that's different. I can't.
I'm hammered, that shit, you better fist my ass.
There's times if you're hammered, you don't. Okay, well, when it's feeling good, you don't even realize that there's one, two, thumb up,
no.
through, fingers in
and
it.
And he's like, yeah, dude, I was literally. I was like, what? You were doing that?
Like, you were.
Did you feel, my question was, did you feel any shit?
No, like, dude.
Do you, like, smell?
No.
Get the fuck out. I could not. I can't do it.
No, it's so gross. I would rather
shit. I'm afraid because you know how you sometimes, you know, queeferee when they pull it out and stuff like that from a back shot? Could you imagine the back shot in the anal cavity when they pull it out? I'm straight up shitting.
Ew, yeah.
Like the fart.
Ew, it'd probably be...
No. I cannot bring myself to do it. Anyways, so that kind of rounds up just questions that nobody asked for, really, at this point, because we're
running out of shit to talk about.
We are, because nothing has happened yet. We've been doing a podcast every week.
No, because shit's you know what?
What?
We don't start drama anymore because we're boring.
We're not boring. There's just nothing. Like, what are we going to talk about? Fucking... roided
men that we don't care about. First of all, why is everybody on roids?
I can't.
Every single one of you that's watching this right now, we're gonna put this in a clip. Why are you doing it? Your neck is bigger than your head. Your back knee's showing. What? Like,
no, seriously.
What are we doing? Like, your balls are already small enough.
Listen. If a bitch made you just
wait here till you're done working out and you're off your cycle, you're gonna look like a saggy old bean. And you're gonna end up with anger issues.
I couldn't tell you one guy besides, honest to God, Jacob or Tyler that are not on roids that we know. Like, I swear to God, every time you see a Snapchat for post gym,
first of all, you didn't work out. So wait, hold on. I know one of them that works out, and his body's three times the size. I'm like, you haven't been to the gym. You sit on the couch all day. How are you that big?
But I don't think guys.
Their tits are bigger than mine.
I don't think they understand because they'll have one conversation. Like, all the guys at my gender are like, I can't wait to be in this position. Well, honey, you're not going to be with the roids you're taking. You're really not going to be able to reproduce.
It's the fact that we're both referring to the same person. My mom even calls me and goes, what happened to this man's nose? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, it's fucking massive. I'm like, I don't know. It's probably because he...
No, but that whole group.
Yeah.
We got...
They be posting extra, like...
R, K, L,
I'm like,
J.
What are we doing, Tay?
Tay?
Tay, say, bay, L, M, and then
no
pay.
No, but for real, you guys gotta stop the roids. This is our new headline of the podcast. Stop the roids. Stop the roids. It doesn't make you look hot either. Like, honest to God, I'll sit there and they're probably like, oh, my muscles are so big. But
No, the thing is,
not that you guys want to take advice from us.
No, the question is, you look like you could push a bus, but can you actually push a bus?
No.
Does it actually make you stronger?
What I'm saying is here, you don't want to take advice from Whitney and I, fine. But for some people that have seen hot girls and are friends with a lot of hot people, friends, mutuals, I don't really call them friends, they're zooming in on the back knee. They really are. And you know what else they're zooming in on? Your neck. You know what else they're zooming on?
Yeah.
From here up, being absolutely massive, and then
your little baby legs.
What the fuck happened to the legs?
Yeah. They're like walking sticks, like a little asparagus walking around.
If you can't gain weight and muscle, it's okay. Don't take roids. That's all we've got for you today. You guys have great vagina, but not too good of a vagina because then you'll end up pregnant. Or honestly, if you have a good vagina and end up with a roided bro, you ain't getting pregnant anyways.
The bigger the dick, the bigger the chick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, at this point, their balls are so shrunk that they don't even... There's no more sperm in there.
Yeah, no,
peace out, Girl Scouts.
Love y'all.